This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Start early.
Whoa!
You want to start
whoa,
early?
Whoa!
This doesn't happen in Arizona. I don't know if you're ready or not. It's usually about fifth. That's right. Yeah.
I gotta live dangerously. It's bullshit.
So, I'm not really Batman. I'm actually Mazer.
Beer Czar.
I'm Liger, the mild card.
I'm Cage Mills.
Jesus, he's not even here.
Sorry.
Am I the masked blogster then?
Yes,
okay.
You are.
And look, would that make me Mystery Marquis?
Yeah, yeah, that you get an
sexy
STD.
Son of a bitch.
I know, right?
STD Santana.
Yes, you get an STD with that.
I don't know. Whoa, hey.
Mystery Marquis.
That's why I use tentacles. Come on now.
Self. No, no, actually, you're Selfie Santana right now.
Oh, okay.
Selfie. Take a picture of yourself now. It's great. No, actually, I'm the masked blogster.
Liger.
Mazer.
Mystery Marquis.
I'm the Beer Czar.
Kalani.
And we have no script, so no. I don't know what we're even talking about.
And we can't really read, so if we had a script...
I can't see through this mask. It's a new one.
If we had a script, it'd be the first time we ever had a script.
It would be the first time, so... I guess you get to listen to us talk for an hour about whatever comes to mind. I can't look at anybody. We need a round table again.
Right.
So, Liger, you're more the comic guy out of the group, so... What are you looking forward to from Comic-Con? Is there anything that you're...
Actually, my biggest collection's involved with Mark Bagley. A lot of the Ultimate Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man. I heard he was here today. I wish I brought my stuff.
Yep, should have.
But that was me being lazy with the heat. So I picked up my sister from Vegas. It's her second year here to join us. It worked better last year because she was only in line to hold stuff for me to get signed, and now she's got her own stuff because I turned her into a fan.
Created a monster.
Yeah. Other than that, Sunday's going to be a big one. Todd McFarlane.
Yes.
He's going to be here.
Hopefully
I can get a ticket. Yep.
Yeah.
Stan Lee.
And I think they're having a panel. I think they'll have a couple more people than we will. One or two.
Right.
I'm just throwing that out there. Todd McFarlane's.
Like Todd McFarlane's.
He's
gonna be.
He's in the realm
Stan
of Masterpiece
Lee
Theater, but I don't know if it's quite what. I don't know. We'll see. And I don't know what else is going on this weekend, or how much beer are we going to be drinking this weekend? I think that's the biggest question that people will be asking themselves. Like, how do these guys get from booth to booth, stumbling the way they do, shoulder to shoulder with these people?
Where do you guys drink the beer at? There's no beer vendors here.
There's lots of bars around here.
Yeah, but you'd have to leave and...
Yeah, we drink a lot and we stumble back.
That's part of the challenge, isn't
that
it?
That is the challenge.
We're very dehydrated.
Wait a minute.
And the effects are amazing.
Like, this is your first
go-around.
I've never done drinking at an event that doesn't serve booze at it because that would just be way too much.
And we wouldn't really be stumbling because we're like shoulder to shoulder with
everyone.
So they'll be keeping us upright.
We're going to interlock arms.
It looks like a three-legged race.
You guys
per
need,
person.
Like, leashes for each other.
It's not a bad idea.
It's probably not a bad idea. Maybe some furries out there can help us out with
that. Or get some finger cuffs.
Yeah, yes. Finger puppets.
Finger cuffs.
Finger cuffs, yes.
For Kevin Smith, you know.
Oh, that was earlier this week, right? Or was that an Eiffel Tower? What was it that we did?
The Eiffel Tower?
Wait, you guys did an Eiffel Tower and I was not invited?
So you have syphilis is what I'm saying.
Selfie Santana wasn't in the middle this time.
Assholes.
So, So Selfie Santana is a pedophile. Do you find it hard to fit in?
No, I find it quite comfortable. Thank you. Then you wonder why I'm going to cut you.
It's more of a size question.
Every year he's like, where can I go that has, you know, like, I don't know, 12 to 15-year-olds that isn't the school? And here's his paradise.
Here it is.
It is my paradise.
Unfortunately, they're so scantily clad and pushed up and everything, they look like grown women, which has got to be a turn off.
Yeah. I can adjust. Okay, I can adjust.
Well, that's good.
Hey, if he pretends that his cousin, it just works no matter what.
Perfect.
Nothing says loving like fucking your cousin.
So, Kalani, what about the tentacle porn? Is that going to happen to this weekend or what?
With any luck, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, what's new on the porn front for you? What are you watching right now?
Hey, I'm still stuck with the tentacle porn, honestly. I can't get away from it.
That's great. So what is it about the tentacle porn? This is like a real thing, so everybody knows. It's not just on Archer. Like, we've been talking about this for like years.
Yes. Yeah. I'm still trying to get a hold of stuff from Bad Dragon.
Yeah. Bad
that
Dragon
stuff is so expensive.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
To put on a strap-on tentacle costs.
Well, I mean, it's the idea.
What about
going
just
to
like,
town?
But what about just making your own? Like, you seem like a pretty like creative, crafty guy. Like,
it usually ends up
getting a hold of that much latex though is pretty hard.
Oh, I can get it for you.
If Kalani's got it laying in the back of his van,
solved,
come take a look.
Yeah, I got plenty of stuff in the back of the van.
Well, if Kalani's building something, it usually turns into a bong. So, so there's that. I
mean, yeah,
it'd be a tentacle.
Well, that would be pretty awesome, actually. A tentacle with a bong
with suction
on the other
cups
end of
on
it.
I don't even want to know where you put the mouth on.
Would it really matter?
Nah, I
someone to support it exactly.
Mouth,
that's
all good.
That's why I'm here.
Not moral support.
Not moral support. Like physical, you know, good, drop your hips and make it happen. Here, let's clean it up a little bit. Beers are. What's the Bronson of the week going to be this week? We call our beers Bronsons around here. It's our homage to the 80s action heroes. So have you got a Bronson of the week? It's hot as shit.
It is.
There.
It's got to be something smooth, light, summery, local.
Okay.
Have we had Mr. Pineapple as a Bronson yet?
We have, yes.
We have?
We could do it again.
Yeah, because I haven't had one yet this year.
I haven't either.
I'm dying for one.
If anybody wants to do a Mr. Pineapple run, we'll keep this going. Yeah. We'll tell you what you missed.
Last night really I had one thirsty. That I think you're a fan of, a Big Blue Van.
Yes.
That's perfect for this time of year.
Yeah, that's College Street, right?
Yep, up at Havasu.
Yeah. Very good. It's excellent.
A little too blueberry.
Yeah,
that, I don't know if that's a word, but
blueberry mud shark hava blue is the kind of the same thing. A little less blueberry.
Yes, I like the mud shark hava blue, but
yeah, but
any blue van was a bit much for me.
Yeah, that's a fruitier, much fruitier, but they're good. It's summer and it's 111, I think.
Yeah,
today. So they all taste pretty good,
pretty fantastic. So you know what? We should give something away. What do you guys want to give away? Should we give away the awesome passion party thing that we got?
Jesus.
Well, don't tell them what it is.
Yeah, we got something from a passion party, and absolutely. So,
volunteer.
I'll tell you what. We're going to leave this one to STD Santana and Kalani. Come up with a good trivia question. And they can win something from the passion party.
I love how out of nowhere we're creating monikers for me. Jeez, you put me on the spot.
You can make it about Masterpiece Theater.
Just about Masterpiece Theater?
Or whatever you want. Make it sexy. I don't care.
Make it sexy. Should I change up the voice?
Sure, you're right.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get all Puerto Rican with it.
It wasn't for you.
But not illegal. Don't pull a knife.
Wait. Come on, man.
Sid, I thought you said
sexy. Man.
Well, the two brown people aren't sitting next to each other, so it's all right. You don't have to worry about knives getting pulled.
That'd be called a gang.
It would.
They had to put the white guy between us so we wouldn't do that.
That or there was going to be more tentacle porn.
That's what we were mostly worried about.
Hands above the table, gentlemen. Hands above the table.
I promise nothing. Just anything about the show?
Anything you want. You can make about comic books. I don't care.
Oh, comic books. Wow.
Yeah, dead air is not good for
yeah,
a podcast.
I know. That's why I'm
throwing that out there.
Come on. Help me out here. You guys suck.
Put some background music in and post.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Please.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I got one. This one's for Jihad Jim. Around how many selfies have I already taken?
Oh, that's a
go ahead and
one.
Throw out a guess, ladies. Just I'm gonna throw out a guess.
I'm gonna go ahead and make this multiple choice. Is it A, 3, B, 48, C, 62, or D, 12?
D.
C. Yeah, it is C.
Yeah.
It is C. Who said it first?
All right, those guys win the passion party. Big passion party. This is a... No, these guys want it. they want it. Yeah, geez. So this is from his gnomeness. He's the gnome king, and he does passion parties. You can book yours today at 602-321-7855. His gnomeness, yourpassionconsultant.com. So somebody want to give you want to come up here and get fantastic your... prize? Don't worry, it's lotion. You're not going to nothing to insert. No tentacles. I'm sorry.
Don't use that.
I was severely disappointed.
Still insert it.
But
Jesus.
Does anyone else find it a little like? Would anyone else be a little bit weirded out about doing a passion party with like a guy? Like, for some reason that would bother me.
I think as a guy, I would like. Hosting one for women,
Mostly,
it would be mostly. Don't worry, I'll wipe it off when you're done.
I think it would all depend on it. If it was all guys that showed up, it'd be like,
Kalani, you could do like tentacle passion parties, and that could be your thing.
I could,
like,
yeah.
Revenue
that would
stream,
be
man.
That would be magnificent.
Yeah,
we should get a hold of Bad Dragon and see if
they
do that.
Oh, it's a joint venture, Con Man Dragon Productions.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Please tell me there's going to be demonstrations.
Yes, absolutely.
Shows how it works and everything.
We'll what do you think Alvin's involved it is?
No. Insertion's going to cost you double.
It's all simulated.
Oh, but it's okay. All in pesos. It's all simulated.
Yeah, all in pesos.
Unless you bring alcohol, then it's all good. Yeah.
I thought that was involved already.
So, Mazer, what's going on in the world of music? What are you listening to right now?
There's only one thing I'm listening to right now, and it's playing on repeat, and I think you know what that is, sir.
Totally gay for Lana Del Rey.
That's absolutely right, buddy. Absolutely right. My LDR. So yes. I've been kind of blowing up that West Coast single, but I did read something interesting in the world of music today that actually made me feel kind of sick to my stomach. Spotify released their top 25 under 25 list, and it's pretty disgusting.
Top 25 under 25.
Yeah. So Avicii, Lorde, Miley Cyrus, One Direction, Taylor Swift, and the list goes
and
on
our,
and on. Very
and
similar.
Our listeners
to,
go down and down.
So there were
like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. And like half these people, who the fuck is Philip Phillips? Like, is that like Wilson
American
Phillips,
Idol
like son? Yeah. Or
American,
like,
he won American Idol last, 2 years ago? Yeah. 3 years ago? 3 years
how
ago.
How do you know this, Czar? Are you a big American Idol?
I've heard.
He's heard.
He does those State Farm commercials.
Oh.
Wait.
Wow.
Wait,
I think
Jason or what else is
going on and stuff? It's State Farm, isn't it?
Isn't that Aaron Rodgers? Or
what's that?
Rodgers.
Well, no, the guy that's singing the background music is Phillips.
I'm going to go
with what's kind of the song go?
He opened for John Mayer.
Okay. Oh, and
he's legit.
The national racist Justin Bieber's on there.
Oh,
he's,
good.
Of course. So.
Is there anyone good under 25?
Actually, so they did
Is Adele 26 now?
They had like three artists that I like on here, which was kind of cool. Actually like four. No, three. YG is on there, who isn't great, but I don't mind YG, you know. My hitta. Disclosure, who I really like for electronic music, and then Earl Sweatshirt from the Odd Future crew is on there. So that was a kind of a surprise. But I was pretty surprised that like LDR wasn't on there. I thought for sure she would be, and maybe like ASAP Rocky. But
is she under 25?
She has to be,
gotta
right?
Be, right?
She's got to be under 25. But
she's soulful enough to be.
So really, music just kind of sucks right now overall. And oh, and then I guess Avicii's Wake Me Up is the top streamed song of all time with 243 million streams, which makes me just never want to come out of my place again.
Well, absolutely.
Well, it's good that you work from home.
Yeah, you work from home. Very convenient. So, yeah, so that's pretty much what's new in the music world
so
that
just
I've seen.
Keep on spinning my 90s mix, I guess.
Or just your Spin Doctor's mix,
yeah,
right?
For the Maya.
Just
yeah.
Listen to people over 25.
Yeah, I guess
exactly
so.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
So anyways, well, Liger, what else is going on at Comic-Con? I mean, are there booths that you're like really looking forward to? I mean, is there anything that you're shopping for, what you're saying, you know what, this is where you got to hit, or...
I know.
Wait a second. Now, Liger has said he's going to spend under 100 here. Not only is he going to spend under 100, he's not going to spend more than half of that. So
I'm going to try not to spend it more than half.
Okay, well, that just sealed it. Do or do not. There is no try.
And tomorrow's payday, so another 100.
Yeah.
No, I'm not really too sure yet until I get down. What is this, a showdown?
Yeah, it's a showdown. Like, whoa, it's not that serious. I'm just fucking with him. God, we're not going to shoot each other. It's an Eiffel Tower. We don't shoot each other.
It's just high fives. That's
you both shoot on Santana.
Yeah,
right?
Just high fives in the
just
middle.
Just high fives.
Or, yeah.
If there's anything in the middle.
We're going to be listening to this a week from now going, what the hell happened?
What? How did this go so south so quickly?
Yeah. I know. See, people are already walking out.
I know. There's people leaving.
There goes half our listener base.
They wanted
down to the ones and twos?
Well, the ones and twos.
They wanted a passion party.
Well, if you thought that was offensive.
Jesus. Why do you look at me when you say offensive? What's wrong?
No,
no,
he's registered.
I was trying to look at Kalani.
You can't see anything through that mess, though.
I got one of my ankle bracelets removed.
They put it on his wrist.
I thought they just
he needs
the
weight distribution. It's good.
They just said fucking implanted the chip.
Wait, so what's the over under that you think Blogster that Liger's gonna spend?
I think it'll be a little over 100. Nothing crazy though. I don't think he's going to. Oh, good. Here's our other co-host who finally strolls in. Here comes Bank on Action.
Taylor made.
You got to stand. Sorry. Yeah, you're on
stand
the podium.
Can we get
podium.
Like a boo hiss at him? Like boo. Yes. All
right, maybe that Clint Eastwood music again.
Oh wait, he's got. Oh,
he did have the. He did have the other.
Dude,
giveaways.
I tried to get you a phone book, but you know.
That's my mic.
Yeah, I don't know if it's on. Is it? Is this thing on? Is it working?
Where's Moore's at? There he is.
All right.
Man, look at that beard.
Sexy.
Right?
So, long Taylor, walk. How's it going?
Dude, long walk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, long walk.
It was like me last year.
Dude, I
when I got all the way up
away.
Here.
I didn't even know where I was going.
Oh, God.
Shit happens.
Yeah, I got here last year, and I'm like,
last year.
Ah, shit, I forgot my mask. Didn't know that nobody was going to be here, but.
Nobody showed up
nobody
last year.
So, thank you, all three of you.
Moore's, you got a water? You got any extra water?
No.
Oh, he just comes in and starts asking for shit.
Hey, if right? I'm giving free shit out, where's my free shit?
We've got a glass for you to drink it out of.
We
right.
got some lotion for you.
He's got lotion. Maybe on the way home.
Need to get him a mic.
Get him a mic. About?
So, Taylor, what's going on in the world of wrestling?
A lot,
yeah. What's... Pro Wrestling, this is kind of a co-op thing. This is Masterpiece Theater with Bank on Action Professional Wrestling Podcast.
And he's still a part of Bank on Action. He's on a hiatus right
I'm
now.
I'm on hiatus, so I was doing that, hence the wrestling mask.
Yes.
We did a few interviews recently.
Chris Sabin's going to be on this week as soon as Morris put this together. I'm going to have him
perfect.
Throw it on at the end. Maybe so, I'll just say, oh, yeah, enjoy the Chris Sabin interview at the end of this. So.
Yeah, there you go. So... Enjoy the Chris Sabin interview for wrestling
fans.
Are there any
wrestling
fans out here today?
Probably not.
Nope. All right.
Good crowd.
Well, Taylor, you've got to talk about something else.
Two, three.
We have a pro wrestler on our camera, so that's pretty good.
So, there you go. See him in the back. I just saw him. Shit. I snuck past him.
I'm telling you, it's such a rush to get down here.
What's going on?
So we're
the,
talking about tentacle porn right now.
Tentacle porn.
Yeah, so... Is that something that you get down with? Would you strap on a tentacle and cook up a...
Depends how much I was getting paid.
Okay, well...
Like the Million Dollar Man says, everybody has a price.
That's true. That's a good point.
$5.
$5.
No, a little bit more.
$5 curvy foot long. It's like a... With suction cups.
Man, I had a bunch of wrestling questions like ready to go for the crowd to win some free gifts, but I mean,
you guys gotta come up with nobody.
Yeah, I guess. All right, is anybody Dexter fans?
Yeah, there you go.
That's like my favorite show. I actually watch a shit ton of Dexter still, even though I've been through it.
Do you catch it every weekend? Like every Sunday night, do you watch it?
Well, it's over now, obviously, yeah. But you know,
I know.
But I still do the reruns because it's actually a pretty cool show. I still don't like the ending. Maybe they can do like a. Didn't really like the ending. And everybody told me that I wouldn't like the ending, and they were totally right. I think, Mazer, you think you told me that too at one point.
Oh, I actually gave up on it after the fourth season.
Yeah. Yeah. I was gone.
Yeah. Well, I heard, so I didn't catch the start of fifth season, and then I heard that like Deb falls in love with Dex. I just sounded ridiculous. And pretty much like once you cast Julia Stiles on anything, the show goes to shit. So
yeah, Julia Stiles was pretty hot.
I don't think you listened to what I said. Julia Stiles came out. I think it was just
chick
like,
with a rocking body. Yep, I got it.
So he's like, I didn't watch 10 like, things ahead about like, you after this.
I didn't even realize it until like the second or third time she was like in the show that was her, to be honest with you. So.
Now I'm just hitting shit.
Yeah. I think everybody was, yeah.
So let's throw out a Dexter question, and you can give away one of your fan prizes.
I don't know if it was
prizes.
Necessarily like a Dexter question. What was, let's get some fan participation. What was your guys' favorite part of Dexter?
That's a good one.
It's just got to be any scene with Jimmy Smith in it, man. Like, Dexter, coño! It's like watching Santana.
Usually when I stub my toe or something.
Right, Santana, okay.
How about this? What was Dexter's stepdaughter's name?
Oh, good one.
That one was good.
Jennifer.
No.
Oh, you guys can't win.
Let's do this. What about his stepson's name?
How about
his son?
What was Dexter's fathered. Name?
Yeah. What was Dexter's last name?
Morgan.
Oh, hey, there you go, first. Winner.
Right here. What do you want? Come pick a gift.
It's like a.
There's headphones.
Yeah. Hey.
Come. There's like these little like things. They look like thongs, but they're really like just pouch holders for the gym.
Thongs?
You got bongs?
If you have an iPad, I got an iPad
Seriously?
Case.
Thongs.
But Taylor wears Miss thongs, so they can be used in that way.
Let's load that thing up.
Go sit in the office.
So we're just giving away prizes now.
Hey, did anybody like actually think that Dexter's sister was hot in that show? No. Like, I didn't think so either.
She reminded me of Louis Scola.
Turning shit off.
Huh? Louis Scola.
She reminded me of Louis Scola.
Sorry, Phoenix
what?
Son Louis Scola.
It was his wife.
It's his wife in real life. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Gross. Like,
yeah, I mean, it is his wife. We're like,
I'm not gay, but I was like, can't you do better, bro? Like, come on, man.
So you thought he's a good-looking dude then, huh?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with those nipple shirts that he wore in that show? Absolutely. Like, and his back was always wet. Yeah, I looked at Sophie Santana. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. What do you got? Do you got a question maybe for the comic book crowd?
Maybe something for the comic book crowd. Let's make it an easy one.
What X-Men has an adamantium skull?
So really do you really have a Gnome King t-shirt?
I have two Gnome King shirts.
Really?
We're giving away a Gnome King shirt.
Gnome King.
Who throws the passion party, so. Yeah. You can get your... This is what you...
You could be a loyal.
Wait, for all of us who don't know, who is the Gnome King?
He's a former pro wrestler who now throws passion parties.
Yes.
Of course.
It's a likely transition. I'm pretty sure R3 is going to do something very similar.
Don't I feel like
Except it's
going to
be with
asking.
Tentacle stuff, right?
Duh. Tupperware is just not that popular anymore.
No,
what do you got
not.
For the combo, people?
All right, we'll just throw it out real quick.
Big fan of pile drivers.
Superman's alter ego.
Ooh. Clark Kent.
All right.
It's going to go great with the lotion.
Fit an extra medium?
You're a big guy. Give him that one. That's an extra large.
Extra large.
To the passion party.
I think you get a discount with the passion party. Absolutely.
Hey, I'm a Superman fan, man.
Absolutely.
Now that I think
nice
about it.
Socks right here.
Super socks.
Yeah, I actually have something relevant. now that we're actually in a Comic-Con, why don't we do a Stiltman award of the...
Yeah. And I think the crowd can vote on it.
Okay. Okay. What do you guys got?
So here's what the Stiltman is. We pick out the biggest piece of shit of the week, and we call it the Stiltman Award. Now, it's not even just relegated to people. I mean, we've given the Stiltman Award to coverage up by CNN and whatever the case may be. So a few of us will come up with something that's the worst of the week, and then we'll just whoever... You guys say is the Stiltman winner. Does anybody have anything that's horrible this week?
I'll go with Justin Bieber for that nice little song he did, dropping an M-bomb and then dropping the Ku Klux Klan. I mean, in the same song. That was pretty impressive. Two racist videos leaked same week.
Wow. I didn't hear about that. That's pretty
fantastic.
Plus, it's Justin Bieber, so he's going to be
right. You could have just stopped at Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, my Stiltman was going to go to that Spotify list that you dropped.
That's not a pretty legitimate one.
One of
these. It's a vapor thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want.
So, Jesus, he's going through the prizes right now.
Yeah, no.
So, I don't go to that Spotify list. Kalani, you got a shitty thing of the week?
I was going to go with the head coach of the U.S. soccer team.
Leaving off Jonathan.
For simply saying that we can't win.
Okay.
Any head coach that says that, fuck them.
I agree.
Beers are? You got a shitty beer of the week, maybe?
I actually been lucky. I haven't had any this week.
Okay, so his Stiltman Award goes to Coors Light.
Yeah. And
Keystone.
Keystone.
Nasty, so. I got into a big argument about PBR with someone on Facebook today.
Was it a hipster?
Do you like PBR?
They love PBR.
PBR is so fucking horrible.
You ice it down and get it to about 31 degrees and it's drinkable. If you drink it quickly.
Frozen.
Yeah, you got to drink it quickly.
If it's a really slushy version.
On a hot day, it's like a beer icy.
There's something that Gregor and I drink called a trailer park. It's you take
Sounds fitting for an
oversized, right. You take like a 32-ounce cup, fill it up with lemons and ice, equal parts, and then pour PBR over it, and it's fantastic on Saturday mornings. Catterday mornings.
Catterday.
Actually, on my blog, I did a piece couple months ago on about all beer cocktails they have by the pool, and I don't know if that was one of them or not. I don't remember, but there's some like margaritas using like Corona. You always use like a light beer, you're not going to use a stout or something.
Do you think that PBR is worse than your typical run of the mill variety light beers though? To me, it's a better beer.
To me, honestly, if you were to line them up and blind taste test them, I don't know who would be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so
probably light. Not.
They're so. I mean, most people are brand loyal, and that's about where it ends. Yeah. I think.
I like PBR because it's accurately priced when you go to a bar.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Like I can't ever pay $5 for a fucking Bud Light. Like just shoot me. Like.
InTheFace.com.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, that's Santana's job.
I'll be right over.
Yeah. Selfie, you got a Stiltman Award to give out?
Shoot. Just a little personal thing of mine. I just want to thank the Surprise Police Department.
Oh, yes. The hashtag Free Selfie Santana.
Free
campaign.
Selfie Santana.
Selfie Santana was arrested recently. Big surprise.
Oh, wow.
We're taking a selfie in public.
I'm wondering why.
No selfies while driving.
No.
Right.
No. Wait, did you really get arrested?
Yes, we're a tight
Thanks,
group.
Sheriff Joe.
For making sure, hey, do you have any weapons or illegal substances? No. Do I look like Kalani to you? What the fuck?
Would you like to buy a Slurpee?
So, how about you, TaylorMade?
You know, I really can't.
Is it the parking structures of Phoenix?
No, I would say I just mistimed this whole trip, even though I live 10 fucking minutes away.
Right.
And I left an hour before this even started, so I don't even know how I was late. But... I would say if you want to go into the wrestling world,
please,
Seth Rollins
please.
Of the Shield joining Evolution. I preferably liked it, but everybody's shitting all over him.
So you don't like that people are shitting on
changing
the storyline.
Fuck the people.
Okay.
So, professional wrestling.
So,
not anybody in here.
So TaylorMade says, all of you. You're all Stiltman.
I did say not all you.
You all win a Stiltman Award.
Taylor does not represent the opinions of Masterpiece Theater.
This is all Bank on Action, so give that a listen. No, actually, listen to it. I'm on the last episode. So.
Yeah, you're on this next episode, too.
Perfect. So, what do you guys think? I guess round of applause. What do you think for...
I think.
How about raise your hand?
How about booze?
I think you should definitely booze it, right?
I think our winner last year should defend its title.
Oh, you think? Oh, yeah. The winner last year was, and that was for the Sandusky Award.
Right.
That was for another show. Another show does a Sandusky Award.
Missed that guy.
And it usually goes to a person, but somehow my suggestion of the tornadoes that were tearing apart Oklahoma.
Right.
One.
Doing
but
God's
it was, work.
But it was... So I guess it was Mother Nature. Mother Nature. Right. We gave this... Which and I guess is pretty accurate because it's hot as hell out there right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... I'm sweating still. All right. Start with Mother Nature, defending champ.
So what you're supposed to do, audience.
Oh, this is where
they don't care about
that
one.
For the one that you hate the most.
You're waiting for Justin Bieber.
Okay, yeah, how long I like this. Saving it for last. So the Spotify list.
Boo.
Boo.
I'll boo for
I'll boo for that one. Seth Rollins joining the Shield and everybody being upset about it, or joining the Evolution.
Boo.
Oh, okay. Shit, that was a big
response. We got a boo.
That's pretty good, right?
We got a boo. It's in the lead.
I think it was because you said the audience.
No, I meant okay. Everybody's hating on Seth Rollins joining Evolution. Why are they hating on him? Everybody knew somebody from the show was going to do
so
that.
So you're really hating against the haters.
Yes, he's hating haters.
Oh,
that's who.
And that's what I clarified,
now
but then
Matt
Spotter threw his words in my mouth. So
all right. So how about the police that arrested Selfie Sanders?
Boo! For being Puerto Rican?
Fuck
the police.
That's
I'm required not to say that right now.
Wait, we should correct that. The police who arrested Selfie Santana, not near a middle school.
Right, yeah, not near a middle school. Yeah,
I mean, if that would have happened.
Yeah, it wasn't for that reason. It was for a completely other reason.
No, this is, right. Yeah. This
wasn't.
This wasn't warranted.
This wasn't a non-consensual sexual relation that he was arrested for this time.
And I didn't even have the non-consensual whip either.
Did they ask you, do you have any candy on you, sir?
I think that's what they meant by illegal substances.
That's what it is.
Like, no, you can't have Chick label on you. You know that.
I had a bomb pop with your name on it.
How about the stilt man for PBR?
Boo.
Boo. Okay, here we go. We know who the beer drinker is.
Can I vote?
Yeah,
I'll say Boo.
Duck Dynasty over there.
And what was yours again, Kalani? There's so many.
Yeah, head coach of the soccer team.
The coach of the U.S. men's soccer team. All right, stilt man award for Justin Bieber and his racial.
That's
all right. Stiltman Award will go to Justin Bieber. One of these days we're actually going to make the thing, and maybe we'll take a picture and tag him on Twitter.
Who likes Justin Bieber in here?
I don't know if I'd want to get
anybody?
Fans.
Any believers?
Yep. Any
I think
no believers?
Oh, I was just going to give a pair of headphones to somebody raise their hand just for being gutsy. But
I think you should give them away anyway. Just for
raise your hand if you want a pair of headphones. They are Samsung headphones.
Oh,
nice
guys.
Catch. Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, come on, Q. Right.
He didn't know he was going to him.
Did you intercept that?
I figured that I won't get sued for hitting anybody with those, but anything else in this bag, I will be. So.
Probably.
Put those glasses out there.
Oh,
yeah. So,
the beer glass?
No, we got. In fact, we're going to give these away right now. Beers are, you're going to come up with a beer type of thing. This is from 8-Bit Brewery. They have a booth downstairs at the exhibit hall. And we also have a card. You can bring it down there. They know you're coming. And you will get a free t-shirt from this.
Were there any beer fans out there?
Any beer fans?
I am.
Oh, perfect. Oh, we got
I try to give Mass Walk for a beer every time he comes over to my house. He has to take him home. I'm like, here, try this beer, dude. And he's
no, I'll take it home with me.
How was that one anyways, by the way? That was
fucking awesome.
It was amazing.
Cider
huh?
thing? Yeah, it was really
what was
good.
It?
It's like this pear cider one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but blueberry's too sweet. Okay.
Well, it's a cider. It's not a beer. Like, if I want my beer to have some sort of beer flavor.
Alcohol, so it's better than a Bud Light. So.
Yes.
Yeah. That's not really saying much better than a Bud Light.
Yeah.
That's like saying it's not.
But it's cider.
It's hot, cider. But it's not as hot as
it wasn't trying to claim that it was a hard-ass beer. It wasn't trying to do that. It was just something that was...
It's better than Steel Reserve.
Yes.
Whoa, let's not go crazy.
Come on.
I do have a story about Steel Reserve. I saw a can of it at Circle K one time. So I'm going to Circle K, and I park, and there's a payphone there. But on that's amazing enough. But on top of this payphone is a can of Steel Reserve with a big blue straw sticking out of it, because you can't drink that fast enough, apparently. I mean, it's so good. She's like, dude, I need a straw for this. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So anyway, and I took a picture of it, put it on Facebook. Like 2 seconds later, I see somebody else was just there and posted the same thing. And this is like deja vu all over again. So
so do we need a beer question?
We need a beer question.
I'll think of a harder one. If that one's too hard, then I can come up with it. If someone recently... A brewery in Arizona was just voted the best new brewery in the world.
Really?
Yes.
In the world.
According to
ratebeer.com.
I know exactly
which one.
What they do is they compile all the scores of all the beers.
And it's what,
compile them up into an average. And it's
fitting.
It is.
That's fucking cool, man.
No, it's not. I agree.
Well, they're going to guess.
Anyone? Best new brewery in Arizona. It was.
Yes,
Arizona.
Sir.
Yeah. There is no way that's the best new brewery in the world.
It is.
It is the best.
I like voted. It, but their beer is just...
Can't argue
they
vote.
Have like three beers on tap. And
well, it depends when you go in. Because they've got... Well, they're expanding. Actually, I just saw a picture on Facebook. Their brewmaster is actually in Oregon right now buying a brand new... Well, not a brand new. We used a 15-barrel brewing system to expand. Because right now I think they're brewing on like a 7 or 8. It's They can't brew enough to keep beer to keep it on stock.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a really underserved market there. Smart place and everything like that. Oh, yeah. Their food's good too.
They do their French fries in duck
you?
Fat.
Sure you
which
can.
Which is awesome.
Hell yeah, you can.
Can you come up here? Come on. I got a new phone that I'm trying out, by the way.
From what I understand, very good. I still haven't been there. They haven't invited us down there yet.
I honestly, ever since they were voted best new brewery in Arizona, I know the guys pretty well, and I have hardly been able to get in touch with them at all. They're just they just got back from Denmark,
big time.
And,
wow!
So they've collaborating with. They could pretty much pick anyone in the country they want to collaborate with.
They're
killing
it. Listen.
Yeah, they really are.
Got a selfie with
more
Santana.
Selfies?
Perfect.
Hey, this actually is fucking really cool. Look, it says selfie right there.
Oh my god, there's a selfie. There's a selfie app now.
Speaking
That's
of
great.
Which, you're on Untappd, right?
I am.
Which is like my favorite thing, like in the world.
Untappd
like,
is awesome.
Is anybody else here on Untappd?
Anyone out here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anyone is, look me up. Buffett.
Yeah. That isn't at the podium.
Yeah. So this is an app that allows you to check in and rate your beers and see what your friends are checking in and rating.
It's Facebook for beer drinkers,
basically. Yeah. So you can toast your friends, comment on their check-ins. It's actually fantastic.
Give them shit for drinking PBR.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. For drinking PBR.
Or checking it in.
Yeah.
Like. Right. And then you get badges.
But I put lemon in it.
Yeah. I got a quick question for the crowd.
Oh.
You guys got to know this one. At least one person in this room I know for a fact knows this question about wrestling. Who slammed Andre the Giant?
Hulk Hogan!
Fucking A, you got it. Come on, pick a prize.
This guy is cleaning house.
The thong thing.
It's actually a gym belt. You can wear it at the gym, put your cell phone in it. It's pretty cool.
Or slide it up your ass. It's okay.
Yeah.
you got lube.
Hey, he is wearing the HBK hat, so...
Yeah,
wait, he did take the lotion too.
Exactly.
So
yeah. Well, his friend has
the lotion on the skin.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Who wants a Gnome King shirt?
Who just wants one?
They do.
Yeah. Well, at least somebody.
I was sitting down.
That was pretty good.
It's okay, I'm right-handed.
Typical Arizona Cardinal fan.
That's better than most sports arenas.
Yeah, that was perfect. Like an Alex Smith throw right there.
No, it was not. You know he's dead accurate with his throws.
It was a $61 million throw.
No, you would have pump faked it.
Oh, I would have thrown somebody else.
That's exactly what it would have done.
Anybody excited about the NHL or NBA Finals?
Nope.
Crickets?
Crickets?
I am. I don't mind the Kings versus the Rangers.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good series.
Yeah, that should
it actually should be.
It's
going to
come down to endurance in there because they got to travel cross country, get jet lag and shit.
Yep.
So. All right, I got another thing to give away.
Blue Moon.
Actually, it's
great
a
drink.
What this this cup is, or glass, I'm sorry, this glass. Daddy-O's Grill over on 43rd Avenue and Thunderbird is giving a you bring this glass in, you get 20% off your first drink. So.
Wow.
Who wants
pretty good. Who wants one?
We'll throw it at you.
Yeah.
You got to catch it this time, though.
So we just abandon questions.
Can you bring it back to that group over there? They raise their hands first, please.
Who wants a thongy thing?
Yeah. Another thong. Another thong.
She wants one.
Yeah.
You want me? I don't want to throw it.
Oh, you can't throw that one. It's he'll bring this it.
I'll throw it at you. No. Yeah, I could just.
This has become like between innings at a D-backs game.
It really has. How many tchotchkes do we still have left?
Does anybody have an iPad?
Holy cow.
Like an iPad 1 or 2? Or the new iPad? You have iPad mini?
He's already got something. Yeah, already you got want another one?
Anybody have an iPad? No? I mean, I could take these back and sell them on eBay if I want.
Give it to this gentleman over here. If he wants it, he can...
I can put a Beer Czar sticker on it for you.
Pick a color. Yeah, exactly. Pick a color. Pick a
customize.
Color. Nice. Yeah, let him choose a color.
Customize. Oh, I got a pink thong. Shit.
Oh, snap.
Now he's dipping into his personal collection.
I don't want to hit anybody in the face. These are actually pretty fucking
Masterpiece crazy. Theater with Bank on Action, the only show that throws the panties at the crowd. we don't receive any, but hey, check them out. Here you go, ladies. We wore them.
I want this.
I know you want that.
But I'm giving away a bunch of my shit. Why can't I
give away your shit?
I smell, dude.
Somebody out here probably does, too.
All right, let's do this one. Let's do this. Anybody a fan of Supernatural?
Oh,
yeah, that's my favorite show, too. I like it.
Look at that
right there.
Oh, shit.
Okay, well, you struck a chord with this one, Taylor made. You better
damn, there goes my fucking question out of the bin.
Are you guys cosplaying?
Because
we are. Tomorrow.
Oh, really?
I was going to ask, but
can we have the bank on action off. At twitter.com?
Yeah.
A selfie of that? Because I
want
to see that.
Yeah, we want. Wait, are you two going to be Sam and Dean?
No,
they're going to be...
Oh, okay.
And I have an angel blade, and she has a demon knife.
Really?
Oh.
The demon knife.
Hardcore.
My God, that thing is badass. We were supposed to do a cosplay contest here, but only one person showed up, so he's going to get that prize.
Two people.
Three people.
No, I see
five
a guy,
people.
I see a guy at Star Trek.
Two people, sorry. They came
it's
here together.
It's a mask.
Now.
It's, you got to lose those.
All right, let's do this.
I know I can't see out of these. I really can't.
Okay, so this like last season of Supernatural... And is anybody else Supernatural fan? Anybody else in this room?
You call him Supernatural?
Yeah. Supernatural.
Well, I'm giving everything to them, so maybe I have to come up with something. Hey, Jack, are you in this right now? Are you Jack Sparrow? No? Who are you?
Just a pirate.
Just a pirate.
Steve the Pirate.
Yeah, gosh. Man, you kind of threw me off, man. Sorry.
All right, give a good Supernatural. You got to give a good one. Come.
I don't want to do Supernatural.
Okay, hold
like
on.
Everything.
How about a good Metatron?
Metatron?
Yeah, yeah. Metatron.
I know Metatron.
Maybe. All right. How about this?
I was going to say who was the demon that they were trying to kill this whole last season?
Oh,
Abaddon.
There you go.
There it is.
Little thong thing for you. You want the pink one?
Wait, she's.
Hey, man. Totes adore.
By the way, anybody that's won a gift, I'd like you to come up here afterward and please take a picture. I'm going to post it to Facebook and Twitter just so the winners, just if you've collected a gift from any of us, beer cups and everything.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Here, you can go. I'll think of a good one. You go next. I wanted that, but that's
I know
cool,
you
dude.
Want this.
I could
so this is one
there.
Of our more probably our most valuable prize that we're giving away.
Put marijuana in there.
Anybody? does anybody into that? The vape thing?
Nobody uses anybody, a vape thing except for me. Come on.
No. Okay.
Really?
We got quite a few here. Smokers and stuff like that. Yeah. Okay. This is from Jack's Vape Labs.
Can you put weed in there?
I don't think you can put weed in there.
Is it just tobacco?
I don't know. I don't.
Here, can
you
got to get
you
the, you've
got to
get liquid.
I could show you how it works.
Well, this one's actually pretty cool. Do I have the?
There is no open one.
No,
nothing.
Dead air.
Yeah.
You can. All right. Can you guys name a superhero in wrestling? Can anybody do that? Is there's superheroes in wrestling that I've dressed up before. Can you name their names in the ring? Anybody?
I feel like that's a pretty good guess.
Yeah. Those are pretty good. I'll give you guys some choices. I'm gonna give two right answers and like two wrong answers. Okay? So I'm gonna think of those and Matt Boxer, go ahead with yours.
Oh, I got to come up with something now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, are people aware of the, you know, this whole vaping thing, and you want to win this? This is like a $40
vaping
value.
Shit,
and,
yeah.
Sure,
what's cool about this one, I guess it tells you how low the battery is. There's a little button on there. You're not in the fucking crowd. It's blue and it's 80% or better, white when it's 20 to 80%, and then it turns red when, you know, you got to hurry up and charge it. It lasts between 3 and 5 days, depending on how much you suck on it. From Jack's Vape Lab.
So, suck on first it. Santana.
You would suck on
suck?
It,
suck?
Suck on it.
Suck on it, huh?
Suck it.
So, let's see. What's a good category for this, you guys? Anything...
You know, I was actually thinking of something that that's been dear to our hearts, the whole Pete Holmes.
Okay, yeah, there we go. Something that if you've listened to the show.
You know, is there any fans out there like the whole Pete Holmes YouTube stuff with like X-Men or Street Fighter?
All right, here it is. Who was the first X-Men to get fired by Professor Xavier on Pete Holmes videos?
Wolverine.
God damn it.
Damn
Taylor.
You.
Jesus, Taylor.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Who? There you go. I fucking said it first.
I didn't guess. I didn't even know that for real.
I didn't even know that.
That's all right.
By the way, Days of Future Past was a really good fucking movie.
No, way back there.
No. The guy that's winning everything.
Yes.
Not the pirate, no.
Not the pirate. Yeah, they...
Yeah, that's true. He's won like 4 things.
Yeah, they won a lot over there too.
Going back to that.
Thank you for participating.
Did you see who he fired last?
Yes.
Oh, Magneto. Yeah.
That was magnificent. Yes.
That was pretty funny.
It's got Magneto in it.
Yeah. You can't fire me, Charles.
Well, yet here I did.
Yes, I can.
My name has Neato in it.
Oh, these are on photo, dude. This is pretty cool. Oh, we're going to hand out some wrestling tickets.
We have wrestling tickets.
Wrestling tickets.
So. Wow, look at how excited
it's going. To, yeah, I know. Shit.
Wow.
You. Man, yeah.
Not in speedos. Erotic at all.
In thongs.
It's called a singlet.
Well, you guys will have the thongs. It's perfect. Yeah.
It's actually
playing at a wrestling.
It's band. What's really cool is these guys actually put like a lot of dedication into this sport.
Yeah, they really do.
And it's a sport that, you know, most of these guys, I don't know about the N2, but I know that these four right here, and I know any other guy on the end. Beerzar, do you like wrestling?
I haven't watched it. I'm
yeah.
A little
yeah.
bit.
So at least most of us up here do, and, you know.
I don't.
I appreciate a good match all the time. So, and Honor Pro, which is formerly CWFAZ and then Future Stars, they've been through a couple different transitions with ownership, but these guys aren't pro. This is all about like wrestling. Like that's all they're passionate about. So we're giving away some tickets, and I think there's what like three sets of four or two.
Two sets of two, and then we've got a family pack.
Family pack.
And we've also got
some pictures.
Some pictures as well, and one of them you can get autographed by our cameraman.
Yeah, R3.
R3.
The baddest motherfucker in that whole thing, right there. By the
Seriously,
way,
Seriously,
you should see this move that he does. It's crazy.
Is it still called
Recon?
Yeah. I'll demonstrate it to one of you.
On Mass Block, sure you can, because that's the guy that always gets all the...
I'm the one who usually gets
beat up. He's been super kicked, slapped, thrown around in the bathroom, trash canned.
Yeah.
Really has. Go to our YouTube.
Go on our YouTube and you can see me get beat up in a bathroom. It's great.
That shit is pretty funny.
It was.
Yeah, I don't even like wrestling to watch
it. But the kick to the face was one of our more popular
I got
ones.
To catch him.
He did, yes.
It's like an average evening at the Blogster house with Mrs. Blogs.
Yeah,
he's getting the shit kicked out
of him. So let's give away two tickets to Honor Pro.
How's that tablet working, Mrs. Blogster? Pretty good tablet, huh? You like the tablet?
She doesn't get to touch it. So
well, you are married,
right? So two tickets to Honor Pro. Taylor, give him a good wrestling question.
What's our camera guy's name?
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Now you have to go to wrestling.
Another winner.
Here, make sure she gets some pictures with it. Oh, we got to give her an R3 picture, too.
Yeah, you got to give her an R3 one. I can just give her the R3 one. Oh, here, hold on.
You can have a shirt, too.
Perfect. Let's give away another two You're good at the wrestling. So okay, good at the wrestling. Who left the Shield to join Evolution, causing haters?
Jesus Christ. We just said this. Nobody remembers.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Michael. What's our camera guy's name? Yeah. Part three.
I got a
good
one.
Who wants a ticket?
Okay. Here's our
fuck.
Four. And these are for any show that they have coming up. So this is going through the end of the year. So it's actually a pretty cool.
They have like a once a month show, correct, R3?
Do they serve beer at these?
No.
Oh.
Can you sneak beer in?
You can. Yes. I've done a flask a couple times.
Oh, you can pretty much keep it in using your new thongs that you got today.
Completely ignorant.
I've done
the
flask a couple times, and I've actually sold beer black market there for like it was
talk
like seriously
about that shit.
How much did we make that night?
Well, I didn't make any money selling beer.
By the way, I spent $30 in booze, Jesus. And then like I ended up walking out there with like $500, like just fucking nuts.
So
crazy.
Does anyone know Taylor's name for the tickets? What is Taylor's name?
Where are these? Where these take place? These wrestling.
These take place
in Glendale.
Okay. So this is Glendale Park and Swap. What is about 55th Avenue in Glendale? Is that where it's at? Big blue building. Is that what I hear?
All right.
Yeah, it's not outside.
Question.
It's in a building.
Trick question. What phone do I have? I took it out. Took a selfie with it. A second ago.
How is that a trick question?
Yeah. No. Android. It's an Android.
Good enough.
It's good enough.
Hey! Our winner!
Winner!
Family pack! Smartphone.
Smartphone.
That works.
Perfect.
Can I have that?
No, you can't have that, this either.
Yeah.
Are you giving that away?
I am giving this
away. Motherfucker, I need to catch up on some comics.
Okay. Dude, that's a pretty badass.
You know
what?
That is.
This is our second grand
encyclopedia.
Prize.
Wait, fucking.
I actually have a question for this one.
Hold on.
Okay.
You
number
have a question
100.
About the book or to give to the crowd?
Wait, say that again.
You have it's a question about the book, or do you?
I didn't even hear.
Jesus, are you not listening to me?
No, never.
No, ever. Why would I do that? So, are you asking about the book, or do you want to come up with a question?
Come up with a question.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about the book real quick.
Okay.
It's 1001 Comics You Must Read Before You Die. This was wonderfully donated to us by Drawn to Comics.
Nice.
They're located on 5801 West Glendale Avenue, Glendale, Arizona.
Very nice shop, by the way.
Really awesome shop.
Only been there once,
but
I'll go back
again. I've also got some coupons for you guys, anybody that wants them. I think you get 2 issues free as soon as you walk in the door. You get 50% off an action figure, buy one, get one on trade paperbacks. And you might be able to find some of the books that are in here. This goes all the way back to the early 1900s and into the modern age.
There's also comics in the 1900s?
Oh, yeah.
No shit. Archie.
And their booth is 990 and 1091. So while you're here and you're dressed up as Dean and Castiel, go check them out. Exactly. So, who wants to win 1001 comics you must read before you die? Everybody wants this one.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So,
we got to make sure this one's legit.
This one's legit.
Because everybody wants
this one's
one.
Legit. Okay. Other than
how are we going to make sure that we get the right person?
He's got
if
it.
I answer,
all right, you got
if
it.
I answer it right. Do I try to win?
No, you don't get.
This
to
is
win.
Actually
don't.
Really good for the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So other than the Mass Blockster and Taylor. Name three of the panelists right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
oh,
damn.
Shit.
That's a good one, huh?
That is really good, actually.
That is really good.
Yeah.
I can name them all.
Raise your hand to take a stab.
I have my moments every now and then.
Yeah, raise your hand and this guy.
Fake name. Stage name.
He's had like four of them, I think.
I have like 13 names.
No, other than... There you go.
You got it. There you go.
Grand prize!
1001 comics you must read before you die.
And it gives you a little bit of info about all of them in there.
Damn, I
thought you'd keep that for yourself,
Liger.
Blogster.
No.
How many have you read in that book? How many have you read in that book?
I don't know. I haven't read that many, actually. There's a lot of books I've never heard of.
You're not infamous or famous. You're now must.
I'm must?
You're must.
Do you think our listeners have actually, or our audience has actually listened to us and heard the stories about Harold?
How many of you are actually familiar with this podcast?
Oh,
okay. Nice! That's awesome.
I'm glad. That is awesome.
Oh fuck! That's worse than last year.
This is actually really good though. I wanted new people to check this out.
Yeah,
maybe they'll listen after this.
Maybe. I doubt it, but they might.
Do you want to introduce who we are and what we do?
Yeah, we probably should. So
you would figure we would have done that in the beginning of the show.
We should have done that. But we gave them enough stuff to where they should stick around.
Yeah.
Now.
That was my goal this year. Seriously, keep people in here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we chased one person out when we started talking about the tentacle porn. So
yeah. So that's kind of our thing.
I don't know. Well,
it's a status quo.
Yeah.
If you can't make it past the tentacle porn, then. Oh.
And also, if
you're going to stay around for blood play, right?
Right, exactly.
Right. So if you listen to some of our earlier episodes, they sound like complete shit. And it has nothing to do with the engineering of the Masked Blogster. Absolutely none, because we were haunted by Liger's ghost. Liger had
not
a ghost.
His, not
he was
his
keeping
ghost.
Him up all night,
dude,
and it was shaking shit around in his room.
It wasn't a ghost; it was more of a demon, right? Didn't we establish?
Did we get it out of your? Did you get it out of your place? By the
no,
way,
no, he moved. Yeah, moved. He just fucking moved.
Fuck.
But you know what? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he moves, and Harold moved into my laptop.
Yep,
because we
which is HP.
So, yeah, it wasn't HP, so it was Harold powered. Yeah, fucking asshole made us sound like shit so often, and. He's actually got his own Facebook page, so you can actually look up Harold Whitman, and he's like, "Oh, I'm going to visit Masterpiece Theater again." Hey, Liger.
Yeah.
LOLZ.
I keep unfriending him, but
yeah, but that motherfucker. So, any good Harold stories? Facebook. Give us a Harold story, Liger. Don't say, Liger. "Oh, I think it was just my imagination." That's bullshit. I even had the Phoenix Area Paranormal Society ready to go to his house. He's like, so they call him, and he's like. I think it's my imagination. Yep, you're probably right. Motherfucker, we were going to record the show there.
I was ready to go. Blogster told me about that shit. And I was
playing the dual music again.
And I was going to get a Ouija board and then try to contact it. And then afterwards, I'm an ordained minister. So I was going to actually try to exorcise the demon after that. So
he is ordained.
Yeah.
I am ordained, actually. It's amazing what the internet can do for you.
Yes.
It's pretty fun.
$5 or
the internet and $5.
Yeah.
So not just for abortions anymore.
Yeah. The twist is that this panel is all for my church that I'm starting. The Church of Tentacle Porn.
So that's where the PBR went.
It's more of a cult, isn't it?
So tell us a little bit about Harold Liger, if you don't mind. If it's you're safe. You're with friends now.
Yeah. Remember, we were talking about him last night. He's gone.
There's a wrestler in here.
There isn't really any stories. It's
yes, there is. What about the shit that was making it move and everything? You've told me so much.
When someone
brought sage to him at work, was like, dude, seriously, this is fucked up.
Was
and brought him sage, yes.
I knew it. Yeah. I knew it.
Was it really
She's
sage?
All about that spiritual shit.
Oh, wait. Okay,
someone
never mind.
Gave me sage.
Yeah, someone gave him
I never
some
used
sage.
It. Just
look, she left, too.
Oh, she doesn't like my
Tell
church.
Your story before other people leave.
You bored her away. Like you bored Harold away.
But yeah, Harold's like, fuck
that's,
this.
That's what I do. That's what I bring to this podcast.
So you...
Yeah. Jose.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Lisa and Holy
Jose.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so did that work? Did you try it? Or did you just...
No, I just moved.
I know you moved, but like, did you try? I mean, you were doing
so
this
it's
for
not
months.
An intelligent haunting because it would have just followed you.
Yeah,
it followed the show.
What do they call it? Is it poltergeist?
Didn't follow the moving truck or anything. He just kind of
stayed there.
Probably stayed there.
Dude, tell him about the
fucking. Well, Daryl Washington.
Tell him about
lives
the chick that you saw get. Remember that? You told me about that one time.
The what?
The Arizona Cardinal guy you saw bitch slap.
Oh, hang on. There's ongoing court cases.
Can I
hear? I don't think we should.
I don't think I can see.
You should, dude. It's fucking crazy.
Liger was witness to Daryl Washington's girlfriend laying around on the ground.
Yeah.
He just continued and got his mail.
Yeah.
In all fairness, though,
he thought she was laughing.
Black dude looked right at him.
She was nuts.
Yeah, he got in his
She was nuts. She was laughing. She was laughing.
I thought
she
was on the ground, LOLing, raffling.
Raffalomeos.
That's what I thought.
That's what she was all about.
I was like, really? It's hot out. Why are you on the concrete doing that?
Why are you doing that?
And she was probably attending to what? Broken collarbone? What was it? Maybe it was like.
Broken collarbone, fat lip.
Can't remember. Yeah. But
it was broken collarbone, but she was crazy because Liger and I are roommates and.
At one point.
Well, I lived in those apartments too, and she was just insane. Like, she would be out there, like, talking to her friends on the phone, just going nuts. Like, she was crazy.
Or an attorney.
Huh?
Or an attorney.
Or an attorney, yeah.
Yeah.
Attorney friend.
Yep. So, but yeah.
It was my brush with stardom.
Yeah, your brush with stardom. Other than Masterpiece Theater.
This fucking thing has wheels, it keeps moving.
Yeah. But no, I'm getting close to the edge. Liger was haunted by a demon for several years.
That, pinned him down in his bed. He seems to forget that part.
Did you really? Did it really?
It was a demon called Santana.
It was really dark.
Five drinks. It was five goddamn drinks.
I know. Man.
They were all Zimas.
With grenadine.
It had a Kool-Aid chaser. It was fun. Yeah.
So should you, like, plug the podcast for these people? These new, these hopefully potential
new
listeners?
Yeah, so I hope you all come see us on abnormalentertainment.com. And look for Masterpiece Theater. Look for Bank on Action.
Bank on Action.
And you can also get it on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio app. Pretty, if you have a place to find a podcast, wherever you're getting them, we should be on there.
I was going to say, also plug
Stitcher.
Plug in the YouTube channel.
YouTube channel. So, yeah, nice. we've been filming ourselves now because we think we're stars in that respect. And if you go to the YouTube channel, LA2, Charlie. Life According to Charlie. But, yeah, it's...
watch that.
He's the best video guy we
fucking A. He's have. Amazing. I
mean, it's incredible.
He's not even doing my show, and it's fucking crazy how much shit he does for you guys.
Yeah.
For free.
You're welcome. It's not free.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
He's a big guy, and you got to pay for it in one way or
beer.
Another.
That's what.
What kind of beer you like, bro?
That's what's so
fake on Action Film Saturday? PBR? Okay.
PBR.
So, no podcast, though. You've had some, I don't know, like, you've had a couple of celebrity-ish. We had the cast member for Breaking Bad on.
Yes, we had someone for Breaking Bad on the show one time.
And then Porn Star.
We had Porn Star Angelina Castro. That was does anybody know who Angelina Castro is? Nobody's admitting to
it. Nobody's admitting. Come on.
Don't worry, she doesn't do tentacle porn. It's okay.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. They did say but then he had to be quiet because his girlfriend gave him the stink eye for it.
Yeah.
You're into that MILF porn shit? What?
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what Angelina Castro does.
Nothing wrong with MILF.
Talk about a pretty wide array of subjects, though. We've had bronies.
Are there any bronies here?
Any bronies?
Furries?
Pegasistas? Anybody like to clop? No?
No. Because we've been learning a lot about bronies.
Bronies.
Because every time we talk about them, our listenership goes way up. And my Twitter feed starts like blowing up, like, oh my god, you talked about Brody's retweet, and I'm like, oh wow, really? It's a phenomenon.
I think my followers doubled just because of the Brony's.
Yeah, you just hashtag Brony's, and you're like, oh well.
What the fuck is a Brony?
It's a person who likes it's a male who likes My Little Pony.
And
if you masturbate to it, it's called clopping.
Yeah.
Yep. Duh, Taylor, where have you been at?
Dude, I don't know.
Clopping? You got some serious catching up to do, man.
I must. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, you got to listen to Masterpiece Theater. We'll teach you all this stuff.
There's a lady on Amazon who makes My Little Ponies with, like, a sleeve inside.
Oh,
no. I'm getting one.
That's so sick.
I am buying one.
Yep.
I'm Holy mildly shit. Intrigued.
Is the lady
right
you?
Now.
Wow.
Do you make it?
Can I ask how you know this?
How did you find out?
Is it going in the tail end of it?
Does it really matter?
Can you tweet it to us?
I'm going to need information after the show. So,
Oh, man.
What else?
I got three more gifts
to hand out, man.
Oh, give out the gifts. Just throw them.
Yeah.
Who hasn't gotten a gift yet?
Yeah, who hasn't gotten a gift that wants something?
That guy hasn't.
Come on over here. You get a gift. Just for raising your hand.
That's what you get, sir. That'll teach you to raise your hand.
Get a thong.
Proud participation. You're welcome.
Or a t-shirt.
Listen. These are like a vital part of pro wrestling. They're coming back, aren't they? They are.
Fanny packs?
Get on the trend. Fanny pack. Fanny pack.
I was going to say, do we have Zumba pants too?
Yes, absolutely.
Yoga pants.
They're made out of Zumba pant material. These are.
Well,
they match.
Oh, fuck. I'm getting really excited now.
This mic, fuck. Who was on this mic last?
It was Hollis.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, tweet your tits, by the way.
I was going to say.
So that's one of the tweet big staples of.
I know.
Yes.
Even though no one has ever tweeted your tits.
Or I actually had a few.
Did we get one?
No, we have all kinds of them now.
No shit.
Yeah, this is the other phenomenon.
Where the fuck are these at?
Why are we not discussing these?
I go on your Twitter, dude, and I've never seen a titty picture in my life.
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I follow you.
Oh,
not out to his car, like on Twitter.
No, on Twitter, I follow him.
I mean, you can follow me to the car, too.
He's one of my 33 that I have,
the illustrious 33. So on Twitter, at Mass Blogster, people have been hashtag tweet your tits. So, yeah, if any ladies want to do that, or if you want to go onto my feed and find out who has, go for it. But actually, a lot of them are like, love the show. Not doing it on Twitter, though. I'm like, okay, well, send it to me, and I'll put it on Twitter, and I won't say who it is. Oddly enough, this works.
It actually has worked.
It's worked many a time. Yep. Like, well, sure, you're trustworthy enough. You're wearing a wrestling mask. Of course I'll show you my boobs.
How can we not trust somebody named Mystery Marquee? Come on. Yes.
Selfie Santana.
Selfie Santana.
Yep. Of course. Well,
I like the Selfie Santana name, by the way. Whoever came up with that is a genius.
You're welcome.
Oh, you
was
did?
That you?
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody.
You know what it was?
I thought it was this dude over here in the corner.
No. What happened was you guys started clowning me for a while because of the whole things that I had on Tumblr.
Yeah.
So,
if you're on Tumblr, go to, is it Mystery Marquee?
Mystery Marquee.
It's fantastic. You'll never see more. Selfies.
Some of the greatest duck face pictures you will ever find.
Duck face, Puerto Rican.
The Puerto Rican duck face.
The Puerto Rican duck face.
Oh, there goes my game of name.
PRDF.
I was going to go with the Butter Pecan Rican, but whatever.
Nope.
Should we introduce the kind of the guest members that we have here, like Mrs. Blogster? And
I think we should.
But I do want
everybody to be cognizant. We do have people filming, and they're doing a great job. And they have all been on the show. So Mandy has got the
they've also been on the Bank on Action at some point.
Yeah, they've also all been on Bank on Action. Sad Jihad Jim man back there.
Yeah.
he will work for
Jihad you guys.
Yes, he's on his phone now. He's done taking pictures of these guys.
It's all Facebook time.
It's Facebook time. Yep. He's probably tweeting out all this crap. And like,
that's exactly what he's doing.
So, and of course,
he's tweeting his tits.
Yeah, he's tweeting his tits. Yeah, he's tweeting somebody's tits anyway. You can trust him. He's Muslim. And
only half.
The half that wants hookah.
Yes. The half that's the bomb.
You know what we didn't discuss, now that I think about it? The power animals.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a great way to close out the show.
That's right.
I don't know. We've probably only been doing this for 15 minutes, and you're like, no, you got to keep this up for another 45. Power animals. I don't know. Taylor, are you familiar with the power animals that we have going here? Okay, so this is how the power animal thing started. I worked at a Persian rug gallery, and some of them were really heavy.
Jack of all trades, by
the way. Yeah, serious. I've done every kind of job.
Done everything.
But so the number would be really heavy, and the guy that I was working with was like 6'2 and 108 pounds. But he would call on the power animal every time. Like, it was like, oh shit, it's one of these thick ass ones. You go, penguin! And it's rolling. So I'm like, well, fuck, man. That's really working for him. So he'd do it, then I'd grab my end. Giraffe! So I call on the power of the giraffe whenever I truly need it. So,
power of the giraffe.
Liger, what's your power animal? What do you call on when Harold's pinning you down? And you're
besides like, the liger?
Besides the liger.
I was always kind of fond of the chinchilla.
The chinchilla? Absolutely. It's pretty powerful. Powerful stuff. How about you, Mazer? What power do you call upon?
Well, I'm Canadian, so it's obviously I'm going to call for the power of the beaver. And like, yeah.
Yes.
The beaver.
Beaver.
Yeah. Beaver.
Helps when he's, the power, you know, falls into the pool and he's all wet. You know,
wet. Shaved or unshaved.
There you go. And Selfie Santana, power animal.
It's great that he's the beaver because I'm the rapey sloth.
Yes. Have you guys seen the rape sloth pictures where it's, yeah, it's a sloth whispering in someone's ear? We just,
hey,
we saw that instantly. Yeah. Selfie Santana.
Hey, right. Call the cops. Let's see who comes first.
Yes. Hashtag free selfie Santana.
Again.
How about you, beers? Our good power animal for you.
I think we was it the majestic North American moose.
The moose, absolutely. And Kalani,
as the only dolphin. Hawaiian here,
seahorse.
The seahorse, yes. Absolutely. Our producer Kevin Moyer's over there. He's the Ai-Ai. So it's from Madagascar. Look it up. And
fascinating animal.
You'll look at him probably the same way every time. And how about you, TaylorMade? What kind of a power animal would you summon if you were so needing to?
I haven't really thought about this.
Like back in your wrestling days, you're just like you're about to.
Well,
going after him, and you're like, I'd call on
a shark.
Jesus, man, we're trying to be funny about this. You pick like an actual powerful animal.
I think we have a nomination for next year's Stiltman.
Yes.
Yes.
I thought you were being serious.
I'm being serious by calling on the power of a shark. Giraffe to lift a 200-pound rug.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I was going to say, yeah, probably mine is the most fitting, but whatever, man.
Yeah.
The Rigby Sloth, yeah.
So we do it.
I'll do an ant. I choose ant.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Ant. How about you guys? You guys have any power animals out there? Call it out, and we'll. Oh, or was it the shark?
Hey, I yelled shark, man! I didn't fucking realize you guys were joking.
How about the grasshopper or something like that?
Oh wait,
that was taken.
We got my card.
Oh,
fucking broken into and stolen down.
Did not choose the octopus.
Yeah. Right, it's a good point.
I was thinking dolphin.
Yeah, no,
I was thinking it's a little too obvious.
To be honest, I was originally supposed to be the octopus.
Yeah, well, actually, he was supposed to be a squid, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to be a squid.
Shoots out shit.
But I felt the rapey sloth just fits so much better.
Yeah.
And since a lot of you are new to the program, Selfie Santana here has a little bit of a non-consensual whip that he drives around in.
Yeah, he has a van.
It's
no windows.
I thought he had a Pathfinder or Forerunner or some shit.
It looked like it should.
It's implied.
It should. It's implied. It didn't. It's been modified since.
So it launches its own.
I have yes, that. I yes, do have that.
Yeah, he puts like found lost dog on the side, and
I even have this.
Oh shit, you got him!
I have this arm sling and a couch. Yeah, you know that I like to ask people to help me out from time to time.
And we apologize to anybody who ever felt victim to a puppy scheme like this before. We don't mean to offend you. It's just nature.
I don't recognize anybody here.
Well, that's because this is an 18 or older event.
Sleeper.
He's whispering.
You kiss him on the neck? What the fuck?
He knows how to get me.
Jumps you get you nowhere, Taylor.
Well, it's good. All right.
Curfew? Sorry, that's myself. He's got to go soon.
My leg bracelet hasn't beeped yet, so we're good.
Okay, so Mrs. Boxer is calling out for beer time. Let's do some Trump
at o'clock, kids.
We'll go down to left and some last parting words, maybe some ways that we can follow each other on Twitter and Facebook and all that fun stuff. Kalani, what?
Twitter, it's at the ninth of many, the number nine of many. And
19 of many.
On Facebook and Tumblr, it's Gurney, GIRNNY.
It's like two different words. I don't know how it works, but...
But it's great when you spell it backwards, because it becomes extremely racially...
I'm spelling it backwards.
Not
in my
backwards,
head.
No. But when you put my last name first...
I was, like, doing in my head. Okay. What's he doing?
What? Yep. It's pretty fantastic.
Yep.
Good job.
I had no idea all this time that I've known you.
No, I had no idea either. That's pretty great. I've known him the longest out of almost everyone here, well, other than the beers are here. So beers are... best places to follow you, plug your website, all that good stuff.
You can find me on my blog is thebeerzar.blogspot.com. If you just want to type in Beerzar in Google, it's much easier. It'll pull you right up. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, at thebeerzar.
Pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. Just like I said, Google thebeerzar. It should come right up. But yeah, if you're into
craft beer.
I'm not a hardcore beer geek. I'm more of an introduction. A what?
Bullshit.
Well, I am, but my blog is not.
The blog is very user friendly.
It's very user friendly. It's for those people who maybe had like, hey, we had a blue moon last night. Let's find something better. And, you know, it's like, so I don't trash any beers. I mean, I make fun of some of them, but I don't have any.
You don't PBR. Engage in wars against Marble Brewing.
Like, no.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Right. No, I actually really like Marble Brewing.
Except for those two shit beers that they made. That you again, Marble
the Breaking
Brewing.
Bad beers.
You don't like
right.
IPAs.
I actually like oh, yeah, I don't like IPAs. One. Fuck you, Marble.
That's racist, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now it's racist because I...
But yeah, look me up on Facebook. Actually, I'm approaching 400 likes on my Facebook page.
Oh, I think
more than Masterpiece Theater.
I'm going to be giving away something for the 400th like. So,
if random way, I'll like it. Your 400.
So, all right. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'll be giving away yet, but it's going to be something pretty awesome.
Excellent. How about you, Selfie Santana?
Basically,
is there anything that's safe to follow you on? I mean,
visiting hours. Or
I
anything?
Guess
visiting
the hours. One
follow
is
him
Twitter.
On the Maricopa County Sex Offenders website.
You should have seen the selfie on that one. No, I'm on Twitter, Mr_E_Marquis, or you can look up Selfie Santana. Same thing with Facebook, Selfie Santana. I'm sorry, Mystery Marquis. That's about it.
And Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tumblr is where...
Tumblr.
The Tumblr as a Jihad Jim... What was it? The Holy Grail of selfies? Is that what you called it? Yes. The Holy Grail of selfies is... And, I don't know what episode it was, but if you go back and watch one of our Bank on... on Masterpiece Theater. We did Masterpiece Theater, and Cage Mills, who isn't here, but... He said, "Oh, we should just do like a montage of Selfie Santana." And
it's the best 20 seconds I've ever
Charlie
seen.
Charlie back there, R3.
Charlie,
that's 20 seconds.
He puts out the soft music, and it's all these different selfies that not only are they selfies, but they're little sayings that.
Little memes.
Jihad Jim and I came up with one day at work together.
Productive day.
It was a very productive day. When you could put, "Have you seen me?" Of course you have. It's my 24th selfie today.
It's because of friends like this that I drink so much.
That's right. Without a gallbladder, the effects are amazing.
Exactly.
How about you, Mazer? Do you want people to know where to find you? Or
Yeah, I am on Facebook under Chris Mazer. It's my name, M-A-S-E-R. And then also on Untappd, C Mazer.
Yep.
And then I have a Twitter account that you guys always tag me on.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't used Twitter in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. The tag, by the way, is for... And this is the tag that if you're not on the show enough with us, we make sure that you keep involved. And we also do it for the ladies that come on the show. It's the hashtag tweet your meat. So it's probably pretty filled up for you.
You're welcome.
Oh. I think it's a package of hot dogs. Okay. So Chris Mazer.
I guess there's a Twitter handle somewhere for me. But
Mazerade is his Twitter handle.
Mazerade.
So tweet. Hashtag tweet your meat at Mazerade.
Yeah, tweet your meat at Mazerade, please.
Liger, how about you? Do you want people to get a hold of you, or are you just going to...
I'll just give out the Twitter I have to use.
That you never use.
At @mild_card.
Yes.
Or also on Untappd.
If yes, you Untappd.
See how much I'm drinking, that's also mild card.
It's great. Liger and I are both on Untappd. We drink pretty much the same things. Yet I get all the badges for some reason. It's pretty fantastic.
Pretty nice.
And for Marble Brewing to say I don't like IPAs, it's like one of the first badges I earned was like, "Oh, you drink like 5 of these in an hour. It's great."
Yeah.
So
I'm up to level 7 for that.
Yeah, I am not.
It's
you've,
insane,
you've been on this
dude.
For a little while.
I'm on.
And,
I think
but
I'm,
I thank
I'm
you
level
for introducing
it.
Nice.
I drink a lot of IPAs.
I only check in at bars. I need to start checking in at home.
Yeah.
Because
I'll
never get into the thousands.
I even have a location
then
setting
for you'll get the alcoholic
house.
Badge.
Yeah.
I'm on Untappd, too. I think I didn't say that, but I'm...
We really want you to get on
Untappd. It's the beers are on Untappd.
Yeah, it's the beers are, obviously. So.
How about you, TaylorMade? How can people follow you and What are you going to be doing in the very near future?
I'm revamping the show. I'm getting a couple extra things put into there other than just wrestling. I'm going to bring back the MMA segments.
Good.
And I'm currently talking to a couple people about doing the independent wrestling thing, because I'm not around enough, because I work now like tremendous amount of fucking hours. It's ridiculous. I'm surprised I made it tonight here. But if you want to, I actually opened up the Bank on Action Twitter. There's a new Twitter for Bank on Action. It's BANK and then zero, because he has the old one, which can't get into anymore for some fucking reason.
Because Jihad so Jim and I were both trying to tweet stuff time. Out on it. Yeah, it's fucking
so it's,
hey, check us out. And
it's at, can't anymore. It's at BANK and then zero N and then action. And then you can follow me on my most ridiculous Twitter name, because I should change it, but it's OMFG, it's Taylor. So.
or as a professional wrestler Ray yes. Basura, when he took over our show, he's like, "Oh, make sure you follow at OMF Gets Taylor." That's the ticket.
But yeah, we're revamping the show a little bit. Got a couple guests lined up, which are pretty cool. A lot of big names in the wrestling industry. We've been getting. Follow that we are IWF Live.
Yes.
We are IWF, and then it's IWF Live, which is their website, and then the Bank on Action, is it at blogspot at bankonaction.com or something like that. Listen, I'm gonna be doing a lot of Supernatural. That's one of the things that I'm gonna be talking about now, so I can definitely tune in there. I got my brother Dubba P, which is that's what his little Perfect. Nickname is. He's gonna be taking over that whole thing, because he's
big
bigger
fan.
Than me, which is kind of like really I had never seen anybody bigger than me in Supernatural, but.
Yeah, he's pretty into it. He also likes Arrow. Any Arrow fans in here?
Yeah, any Arrow fans. Arrow, yes. He's a big Arrow. We'll be definitely talking about that, and because I know what season two
just ended.
Just ended, so yeah. he'll be looking at forward on season three and talking about that. Good. And then
so you can listen to Master Beast Theater and Bake on Action. We talk a lot about Arrow.
Yeah, and then each week on there on the show, I'm going to have just something out of the blue that you just wouldn't expect happen. So tune in
tentacle
to that.
Tentacle porn.
Tentacle porn, it might be, but something out of the blue. I know at once. Like I said, I just started up the Bank on Action like a few weeks ago. I've been kind of slacking on it because I work a ton. So once we hit 100, 200, and then 500 to 1,000, like every 100 that we hit, I'll be giving away a prize. So, and it'll be a random drawing. So
cool.
Look forward to that.
And as far as I go, it's at Masked Blogster for anything. Other than Facebook, it's Masked Blogster, Blogster. I don't know how that works.
Blogster, Mass Blogster.
But everything else, follow me on Twitter, please, 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 at Mass Blogster. Become one of the tens of 11s of listeners. And
Facebook handles TaylorMade.
Yes.
All right. After party, Angels Trumpet, people.
Angels Trumpet, come see us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, if you haven't got a gift, let me know.
Thank you.
And you will now hear Chris Saban interview.
IWF presents the Bank on Action podcast, Mass Blogs, along with TaylorMade, and we have a very special guest, Chris Saban. How are you, sir?
Right now I'm pretty sore and tired because I just got wrestling a very difficult match with Ricochet, but, you know, it feels good because we got out of there pretty much injury-free with, you know, considering the circumstances with the top rail breaking in the previous match. But they were able to fix the ring for us, and it was good enough for us to go out there and put on a good match. So.
Yeah, you guys absolutely killed it out there. The fans were behind that match 100%. Some of the moves that I've seen, I mean, seeing them live compared to seeing them on TV and DVDs and stuff, it's just so much better. It's just, it brings a different element. Yeah, and you guys brought everything you guys could into that match. And, you know, as a fan of you two, and then, you know, seeing the promotion, I absolutely was blown away. So
thank you very much. And for a long time, I've always said that seeing wrestling live and in person is so much better than seeing it on TV. It's cool on TV, man, but it's a completely different experience and a different perspective when you go see it live.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, hopefully this won't happen if you ever come back.
Hopefully it's when I come back.
And,
not
you know,
if.
I've been hearing a lot of good stuff. I'm friends with Brian, and I know, and he was so excited to bring you in. He's like, "Yeah, this guy is going to be awesome." I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I watched him."
you know, for the past couple months on TNA, you know, and years too. So I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, we won't go there, but you know, I know that's this is for IWF and everything. But I mean, tremendous match, and you know, coming back, man, who would you like to wrestle? Would you like to rematch against Ricochet, or
I'd love to have a rematch against Ricochet, and I don't know, I'd like to go against Rich Swann or A.R. Fox. I think either one of those guys. I like to have a singles with both of them. I think it'd be really fun.
I think it'd be cool if you brought a tag team partner, maybe took on two of those guys.
Yeah, maybe someone else from my hometown.
Yeah.
Somebody from your hometown.
From the Motor City.
Motor City versus Inner City.
Someone that's a machine gun. Yeah. Motor City versus Inner City. I like the sound of that.
I think that sounds like a really good plan, and you heard it here first on Bake on Action. So.
Exactly.
And Chris Sabin wants that to happen.
I do, definitely.
That'd be super cool. So what's next for Chris Sabin? Where are you heading to? What's going on in your world?
Oh, well, tomorrow, luckily, I get to go home and rest for a few days. I got about a week off, but then next weekend, I'm going out to Cleveland for another promotion out there, and I'm wrestling a young, talented guy named Johnny Gargano.
Oh, very nice. Cool, yeah. Very cool. I hope he's healed up by then.
Yeah.
Is he injured right now?
Yeah, he's injured right now. Injury is what we were told. He was actually supposed to be here tonight.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Well, I hope he's good. And if not, I guess I'm going to focus on his jaw when I wrestle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
We helped you out, so that's a good thing.
Perfect, man. And you know, you're sore tired, man. We don't want to take up a lot of your time. We just want to get you on and see your thoughts tonight. How'd you like the crowd? And
I loved it. I had a great time, you know, and like I said, especially considering the circumstances, we didn't have, you know, a ring that was 100%, but still, man, you know, we went out there, we gave it our all, and the people seemed to appreciate it, and when the people appreciate it, that makes you feel a lot better about what you do out there,
exactly,
you know.
Exactly, exactly. So,
a favorite question on the Bank on Action podcast is we like to get a more human side from the pro wrestlers, and the way we do that is by asking for a road story, something maybe funny that happened, you can make it as tame or as R-rated as you need to, whatever Chris Sabin wants to share.
Sure. So we were on a road trip one time a while back. I think we were going to IWA Mid-South or something like that, and there was a group of us, but the only three you need to know that were there were myself, Alex Shelley, and Truth Martini. So we were at a Wendy's, and Truth Martini, he had a girl with him. We were inside eating Wendy's. He went out to the car to do something. We don't know what they were doing. Hey, you know, they could have been out there playing checkers, you know, thumb wrestling. I don't know. Who knows what they were doing?
Maybe they were reading that. Yeah.
Maybe they were reading a book, the Book of Truth, you know. So Alex and myself decided just go out there and mess with them a little bit. So we started putting on an impromptu match right around his car while him and the girl were in the front seat. So we're just messing around a little bit, blah, 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 blah. I tell him to give me a backdrop, and I was expecting him to backdrop me onto the to the trunk of the car. So I back up. I tell him to backdrop me. I back up. I run at him. He backdrops me, and all of a sudden, kaboom, I end up breaking through the back window and landing in the back seat, completely shattering the glass.
Wow.
And it wasn't Truth's car. He drove it, but it wasn't even his car. He was borrowing it from someone. Oh. So he felt really bad. Luckily, there was a car wash across the street that had those, you know, big powerful vacuums. We took it out there, vacuumed all the glass up, and I ended up paying him for it. But, you know, there you go. There's there's a little story for you.
Who knew Chris Sabin is hardcore?
Yeah. I'm hardcore.
Yeah. Awesome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Can you give everybody, like, how to follow you on Twitter, Facebook? What's the best
Absolutely.
Way to follow you?
Well, yeah, online Twitter is really the only social media I have. I don't have any Facebook or MySpace, anything like that. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of fake profiles because people, you know, even one time I had my aunt come up to me and say, oh, yeah, blah, 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 I've been talking to you on Facebook. I was like, I'm sorry, I don't have a Facebook. Whoever you were talking to was an imposter. So, but I do have a Twitter. It's at Project Sabin. That's really my only social media, but you can follow me on there and keep up with what I'm doing, where my travels take me, and, you know, you'll be able to see me when I come back to the next IWF show.
Yeah, thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. There's a taste of fear when the henchmen call. I am fist to tame. Stand in the sun.
subscribe and download back episodes of Bank on Action at abnormalentertainment.com/bankonaction. Search Bank on Action on Facebook. Tweet Masked Blogster at Masked Blogster. And tweet Taylor at OMFG It's Taylor. Email Taylor and Blogster at bankonactionpodcast@gmail.com. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.